What's up, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Elite POV. Not because we're all together for the first time ever, not because it's All Out Weekend, because I am back to make content for you fucking marks.
And Lane's here.
And Lane's here.
Carrie is here.
We are live in the spooky haunted mansion Airbnb. There's haunted, a guy staring at me.
Mansion is a stretch.
Staring at me.
Mansion is a stretch.
It's two living rooms. Jackie is in a knee brace.
There's more mirrors than I should ever see in a household.
Jade signed my tit today. Yeah.
But that's Ty called me her best friend. Mikey Ruckus.
I got some smooches from FTR.
Smooches from FTR. Where? Aubrey and Mikey Ruckus found, well, Aubrey found Jackie.
Mikey found
Kyle.
And Lane's here.
Landon.
And Carrie got to meet Hangman, which was the most wholesome moment of the Yeah. The day. We're going to talk about FanFest. It was great.
Like we said, being the Elite POV, I mean, if you guys are listening to this first, go and watch it when it's ready.
Yeah, it's going to be
okay. It's going to be a while, but it's going to be
been a while. And I've been a cow.
Listen, I understand Brandon Cutler turns around BTE in like a day, but
I don't know how he does that. I mean, well,
we had our computers here. We could have fucked with
But we film enough footage for like an entire month of BTE.
So, for people who are listening to this, little warning, okay? It's going to be very Ant heavy because Ant.
You just call me. Is that a fat joke?
Yeah, it's a fat joke.
Wow. Right? Fat shaming. He comes back and he's already fat shaming.
Ant is.
Cancel him.
Ant is the best of us.
The show was better
and
than
he's
it was.
The only one recording content.
I'm the only one recording.
That is not true, if you know it.
Until I said something, if you notice, I was like the only one. It's like, I got to get this for the vlog.
But you do such a good job.
It's because I'm a weirdo.
I'm also driving half the time.
Don't you ever accuse my father of that again. Jim Hall. Worked for United.
People that have seen that, they're going to pop.
And then this, what you're hearing right now, is the sober edition of that.
Yes.
For now.
But at some point tonight, we are going to record the talk and shop version of this, and we are going to let Ant run wild. So,
what you going to do, brother, when racism runs wild on you?
You're going to
let me back in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just say it, WWE. Wasn't me being racist.
All right, so I
didn't say it.
Let's start off with Jackie.
Oh.
Okay.
Hi.
Jackie got to have a great experience with FTR. To start off the morning, FTR had one of the longest lines there.
Love tag team wrestling.
We love tag team wrestling here. So, Jackie, explain your FTR experience that you had.
It was great. Last time I saw them in person was back in June when I saw them in Webster. Well, technically, saw them in Massachusetts for Death Before Dishonor, but the last time I saw them for a meet and greet was for Webster. And I don't know why, like, I still get nervous when I see them in person. It's like I haven't done this before, like I don't talk to them regularly, but it's always so great to see them. They always treat me very well. Just the warmest people. And it's really funny, we talked about this online, where first time I met them was at WrestleCade. And they were still in their very heel mindset, and lines were very short, and there were just like a few people meeting them. So it's wild now to see the freaking length of their meet and greet lines now. And I love to see the love that they're getting, but I love also that they're still taking their time with people and they're making everybody's experience really great. Got to chat with them a little bit. And confirm that they still owe me some tequila. There was some talks about tequila being on them this time. Since tequila. The last time we had tequila, it was on us.
Tequila.
Oh, great song by Dan and Shay, by the way. But
let's talk about Cash and Dax. Fuck Dan and Shay.
Well, you sang the song. You brought it up. But no, really great. And I told them, I'm like, listen, you know, we've done this meet and greet thing several times before. We cannot do the standard You know, we can't do the standard pose thing anymore. We got to like get creative here. And immediately they were like, well, we can do the double kiss on the cheek thing. And I was like, yes, this worked out perfectly for me because this is exactly what I wanted to do. But I'm like,
you didn't have to be the one to ask.
I didn't have to be the weirdo to ask. So it worked out exactly.
It's a great as photo. But speaking of weirdos.
Oh, no. Wait. Are we going to talk about that or are we saving that for the other episode? Oh,
we can save for the other half.
What weirdo?
I showed you. Remember the picture?
Oh, no. Oh. The guy? Yeah. Why are we saving that? That's not.
Well,
you wore your fruit roll up and he wanted to give you fruit by the foot. You can't wear fruit roll up pants.
Fruit by the 4 inches.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't even realize. So Carrie sent me a bunch of photos that she took of me doing the meet and greet. And I'm giving Cash a hug. Great, very wholesome, sweet photo. And there's a guy who's working the meet and greet table.
He fucked it up.
And his line of vision is so obvious, going straight towards my backside.
Your booty.
My booty. And I'm like, oh, God.
Has he never heard of the corner side eye? Like, has he ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, he's never that's heard, really like, bad. Glance and look away? Like, yeah. Come on, bro.
Or wait for them to walk in your direction. As you're already looking in that direction.
Listen, wait for the interview that you're conducting with them to be over, and then you look at their tits, right, Aunt?
Oh, my God.
Was so hard to do.
No, I bet it was hard.
That might have been, like, the moment that you knew I was taking wrestling serious.
Yeah.
Because Penelope Ford's in the bra.
I'm interviewing her,
and I'm staring into her eyes.
Mind you, she's way shorter than him, so he's already looking down to begin with, so it's not like...
My neck hurt.
That's okay.
I'm holding my head up.
But yeah, so that photo was interesting. But it's okay. That's the beauty of being able to crop people out of photos. But overall, no, just a great experience, as if I would have had any doubts, because both Cash and Dax are great. And I got to show Dax my new ink, which he absolutely loved. We took another picture where he was, you know, showing that off. So
listen, not to toot our own horns here, right? But on the meet and greet ticket, it said every purchase gets you one picture, one signed 8x10, and one signed personal item. And multiple times during this episode, you're gonna hear stories about how that did not apply to us.
No,
because yeah, we took so many pictures of people. Listen, Jackie, when she says they took a picture with her, there was the kissing picture, the smooching picture, and then they brought her back to take a picture with the tattoo.
Yeah.
Yes.
People hated us.
They must have hated us.
There's a podcast going on somewhere else right now. Like, fuck
these fucking marks.
Fucking people.
Yo, fuck Elite POV,
that
man.
Dude with the red Phillies hat was the worst. Well, guess what, you little ass hat.
Yo, speaking of the red Phillies hat, he didn't have a Phillies hat, but it was a red Chicago Cubs hat.
Yeah.
And I don't know where you were, and I was with Jackie, and all of a sudden I look over and look at this guy. He's dressed the same way you are, but he's about in his 60s. I'm like, oh, so we got Ant at a convention when he's 60 years old. He literally is a doppelganger version of you.
He still fucks.
He still fucks.
But he dressed exactly like you. It was crazy.
That's hey, listen. Yeah. I'm an influence.
you are the influence.
I am the influence, yeah. Yes.
And building off what Jackie said, the second best meet and greet that didn't involve Carrie of the day was Jackie had a bunch of meet and greets yourself. Just everybody was coming up there. Oh, is that Jackie from Elite POV?
So fucking
you could have made a lot of money today.
Yeah. And listen, shout out to all the people who might have known who I was that didn't come up to me because I told them to stay the fuck away. Thank you for being obedient.
I mean, they exactly were being respectful. You asked people. And no, they obliged.
Because I don't make myself accessible. Like, I used to. And that was a cool feeling. So Jackie's probably like on like cloud nine. Like, oh
Jackie
my God,
was
all these
wheeling
people,
and dealing.
Like, knew me. And I'm like, I don't want anyone to say hi to me.
It's a mixture of like, I don't want to be a jerk about it. So, like, if it's people that I've been friends with, I love being able to connect with people in person for the first time. It's a great feeling. I look at how do you think all of us came together? You know, that's That's what this is all about.
I'm only friends with you to get closer to FTR. So.
Oh, shut up, Phil.
I'm just saying.
For being but honest. There are, of course, those awkward.
This is my last show.
There are those awkward moments where it's people that, you know, like how Carrie got to witness where somebody comes up to you and they're like, hey, we don't really interact with each other.
I never
interact,
but I like what you're feeling.
But, yeah, I follow you and hi. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to say to this at this moment.
I'm sure they
liked
all her photos.
Yeah,
don't be a creep, bro. Like, come on. Would you go up to a guy and say that? No, because you'd probably get punched in the mouth. Well, Lane would.
Well, Lane
would. But besides Lane.
Yeah, the whole event was cool, though. Like, when we first got there, I looked at everyone. I was like, oh, fuck, this is small. Like, this is going to be a clusterfuck. The crowd wasn't too heavy. Like, the crowd was like...
The AC was a cranking.
Yeah, it was cold as hell in there. Yeah.
There's only one complaint was the food. Please lose that, too.
What the, can we talk about that?
Wait, hold on. Lane has something important to say, and that was, that's why they call it the Windy City.
Oh.
No, but, yeah, like, what? If the fucking convention goes to 6. Why did you stop serving food and drinks at 2?
It looked like there was enough food, to be honest. Like, we went for what? When did we eat? It was probably around noon.
What am I going to drink?
Yeah, it was around noon.
I was
drink too. Yeah,
I was thirsty. I was standing in the Jade Line.
Yeah, poor Lane went and bought Jackie a water bottle that cost him $5 for shitty water.
$5.
Yeah.
Out of the machine.
$5 machine. Yeah. Sorry, no small bills. Small bills not accepted here, Mark.
That was my nickname in high school.
I thought your name was Small Bill. Like,
jeez, where's this going?
This isn't the talking shop one yet. But no, but the whole convention, though, I think, here's the thing. If you've ever been to a WWE, and this isn't us shitting on WWE meet and greets, we went to plenty of them, all of us.
Oh, yeah.
We love meeting the talent. It is such a different experience. You're rushed there. It's not intimate. There's no conversation. It's literally get your thing autographed and get the fuck off stage. Yeah. Like.
Plus, at WWE meet and greets, for anybody who hasn't gone, the people who are hired to work these conventions act like they have more power than they do. The people who are working FanFest kind of let the talent do whatever they want. Yeah. That's why we were able to get so many pictures. That's why – and talent was having long conversations with people. Yes. They weren't just like, all right, cool, thanks, bye.
We had a conversation with every fucking person we met. Yeah. It wasn't just to sign this and leave. And I think that experience – like. I was telling my wife, this was the best, like, fan experience I have had, and I've been a wrestling fan for a long time. So, I just shout out. I mean, you got to give credit. We were very worried when we walked in. The stage shows were great. Busted Open was great. There was always
I mean, the audio was fucking horrific.
The audio was terrible. Yeah. But everything else
was great.
And the wrestlers were really accessible. Like, Kip was walking around, and... If you saw Josh Woods, around, you said, "Hey, can I get a picture?"
Yeah, Josh Woods is just walking around among the people. Sean Dean,
they would say,
"Leva
yes.
Bates." Yeah.
So the next meet and greet after that, Phil and I met Britt Baker. Right, that was after.
Well, first one was House of Black.
House of Black.
I started with House of Black,
which was cool.
Which I'm sure, if you're listening to this, you've seen my photos online, which was a lot of fun. They're all very
Philly Malite is where you can find him online.
Yeah.
Philiumverse, what's your fucking Twitter handle now?
Philiumverse.
Yeah,
none of your
Don't listen to me.
Yeah. No, so the cool thing about House of Black is that it was all four members for $100. Couldn't pass that. And one thing that me and Ant noticed immediately was Brody King has the personality of a superstar.
He is so charismatic.
The lovable giant.
So it's funny, like Brody and I compare.
Wait, did I say Brody Lee?
Brody King.
You said Brody King. But it's funny because
when we went
to WrestleMania, it was me, Carrie, and Phil. We met Luke Harper, Brody Lee.
Yeah.
And we said the same thing about him. Comes off as this big, scary guy on TV. Literally one of the best meet and greets I've ever had. He was charismatic, he was caring, he was funny, he was having fun with fans, and like, you don't expect that Brody King's like, death metal screamer, like, and you know, I listen to that music, so I know the people behind that are really, like, it's a really cool community, but like, it was cool to see that he was the charismatic one, because the rest of them are quiet. You gotta think, Julia Hart's what, 20? She's very quiet, she's very reserved, Malachi's very soft-spoken, and Buddy's kind of like a tweener at that. So it was great to see Brody up there laughing, picking up kids, having fun, joking, yeah. like... They need that.
Yeah, and he's the dad of the group, too. Yeah. So he's like, you know.
That's another thing. We all agree. You can tell who has kids by their meet and greets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, how they were with kids.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
The House of Black was awesome.
I know. Really Julia cool. looked like she fit right in
yeah.
from a distance. I'm like, man, that just, it goes so
she
well.
She didn't smile the whole time until she saw Phil.
Yeah.
Because I was wearing her shirt.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, are you wearing my shirt?
Now Ty and Julia have to fight.
I'm gonna have to let Julia go, man. It's a recession. I can only afford one of them. It's gotta be Ty. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ty.
Budget cuts.
Or sorry, Julia. Inflation.
Listen, kid. Nothing personal. It's budget cuts.
And the way they did the meet and greets was cool because it was like you had four or five lanes of paid ones.
No, we only have one. Lane.
Not you, Lane.
Oh yeah, no,
Lane's Lane. Here.
Yeah. So. And then you had
and lanes here.
Three different acts doing the free meet and greets. The first set were the Dark Order. Who was the girl in that? It was Dark Order, someone else, and then someone else.
Oh, Dark Order. It wasn't Sky Blue at that point.
Yeah, Sky Blue was the second one. Maybe it wasn't
free,
a girl.
The free meet and greet?
The first was Dark Order, and who was the other one on the other side? Or was it just Dark Order?
No, it was Landon.
Oh, Brandon Cutler. Oh. It was Dark Order and Brandon Cutler were the free ones.
Who I went to Brandon Cutler and I'd ask him if he remember me from Full Geek. I got to give a credit to a lot of these wrestlers too. They go to millions of meet and greets per year, right? And they see some familiar faces, but then like a shit ton of new faces. I don't expect the wrestlers to remember anything that like if I go up to them like, oh, do you remember this? And then I'm not going to be upset if they don't. But as soon as I mentioned it to Cutler, he like right away it snapped into his head. And he talked about everything that we basically half the stuff that we talked about that day. I'm like, holy shit! Like that's great. And I didn't ask for a photo. I just wanted to make sure he like see if he remembered. And you know, I kind of thanked him for like everything he does with BTE because he does all the editing and all that stuff. And that's a lot, man. He does all that, takes all that footage from the week, and then gets it posted by Monday at the same time every
Kyle
week.
Kyle was a man of the people, right? Kyle was thanking security guards. Kyle was thanking vendors.
The fucking most Canadian.
I was going to say that he was going full Canada.
He said thank you and sorry. That's the only two things he said.
I gave props to the security guard guys because they're on TV too, and they put in a lot of work and... Coming from a guy who does security.
Are you trying to give away the warrior award? What the fuck is
that? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, maybe I am. Like, what is this? Well, maybe I am. No, you know what? Screw it. Shout outs to those security guards.
Yeah, shout out to Steve.
That Amanda Huber story was the best, dude, though.
Oh, wait. All right, so on Friday, we went to Rampage.
It was awesome.
We had great
seats. It was Aunt great.
We had a two-hour taping of Dark. Aunt was about to slit his wrist because let me tell you, poor Carrie had to listen to Judas. But the best part of this was during that. So we're sitting in the second section on the floor from the ring, right? And so we had the huge leg room. Everybody had to walk by us when they were walking through sections. And Amanda Huber walks by, right? At one point, poor Kyle. Kyle goes, Amanda. And she turns around.
Like, and she stopped, like her feet slid going from like a dead stop, from a fast walk to a dead stop. And she whipped around her head and was like, what? I'm like, who said that? And I'm like, oh shit, I just scared the shit out of her. I'm like, oh, I'm just saying hi. And she's like, oh, hi. And she like walked away. And then I'm like, crap, I feel like shit. So like I tweeted at her saying like, you know, I'm sorry for scaring the living crap out of you.
She's Canadian. Yeah. It's here. Thank you. We're sorry.
Well, come
you
on
will
now.
See like... a common occurrence through this weekend.
Anyways,
thank you. Kyle.
Anyways, and then she actually responded, and then saying like, "Oh, literally, don't worry. I feel like she felt bad as well." And she said like, in the tweet, I think she said like -1 scares her around the house all the time. So fast forward, and now we're at FanFest. And we're by the ticket line, and we're waiting in line. Everyone's getting their tickets, and sure enough, there's one line that's empty, and who's running it is Amanda Huber. So I'm like, okay, I gotta go and clarify things. And as soon as I got up, she knew exactly who I was. She goes, okay, I feel bad, and I'm like, okay, why? And she's like, I feel like I gave you the bitch eye, and I walked away. And I'm like, no, I felt bad because I thought I scared the shit out of
They're
you.
They're basically having a sorry off.
Sorry. It was the biggest sorry off.
The story gets more and more fucking Canadian.
You know, we hugged it out too. Like it was a complete sorry fest.
Jesus.
And then No, she's so sweet. Like she's amazing, and you know why? Like if you guys are at an AEW event, like stop by, like stop and say hi to her. Like she helps with the AEW heel stuff too. Like she's such a kind soul.
Yeah, they had a really good presence of heels at FanFest. They had
a booth.
They had a booth that was really nice, and they did a show on the stage, which was really cool.
The best heels were the ones Jade were wearing, because if she stepped on my neck, oh.
And also, Kyle also had a similar story with Mikey Ruckus, which is cool.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't scare Mikey.
He didn't scare Mikey. Mikey walked by us, too. We said hi. And then Kyle tweeted at him, and Mikey was like, oh, we definitely got to find get a picture next time. And he found Kyle at FanFest.
Yeah, he literally looked for me. He found me. I didn't even tweet that I was in my Flamengo shirt. He freaking found me. He said, all right, time for a picture.
Yeah, like you.
I'm like, let's go.
Let's go, bro.
He's so cool. Mikey's so dope. And
Mikey was cool.
He's made the best theme songs. Like, so
you
good.
You know it's all about the...
It's just crazy. It's just like all the voices, all the songs that have a male voice are all him. He just changes the pitch.
Oh, really?
My favorite Mikey Ruckus story is on the intro to Unrestricted. Sounds like Rick Ross. And I thought it was Rick Ross. And I was like, did they pay fucking Rick Ross? And it's Mikey Ruckus pretending to be Rick Ross.
Yeah, changing
to pop
the pitch.
Aubrey.
Such a like talented guy.
He only did it to pop Aubrey. Yeah, that's her favorite.
The Trust Busters.
He did it to pop
the boys. Hold up.
We'll get there.
Before we get there, I just want to say the Trust Busters theme. You know, it sounds like Jane's Addiction.
Sure.
Well, that's Mikey Ruckus doing a Jane's Addiction voice. He just changed the pitch.
I'm in the band
Jade. Just like he does for Eddie Kingston's song, it's him doing the DMX
voice.
I'm in the band Jade Addiction. Front and center.
But yeah, speaking of that.
So yeah, so Jackie has a great Aubrey story.
Yeah, we were at the concession area. Kyle and I had just had lunch. I think I was, what was I doing? I think I was like fixing my knee brace or something like that.
She was collecting all the money from her meet and greet.
From my meet and greet. Yeah.
The fucked up thing is we came with her and we couldn't even get a spot in the meet and greet. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ, bro.
She's actually sitting in the other living room of this
house. She was $20, but she said we can get away with it for $10. Yeah, so.
She's Skyping in right now. She's still at the convention center signing autographs.
Y'all make me sound like I'm a monster, and I don't really know how to feel about this. But anyway.
Tell me when I'm telling lies, right, Ant? Yes. All
right. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I think, like I said, I was stretching or doing something, like fixing my knee brace. Yeah, and all of a sudden, I hear a what?
A line of people.
Anyway, no.
The security guard was first.
FDR, the first ever yoga meet and greet.
Oh my god, I'll never get this
DDP
story out.
DDP saw our core and was like, "Yeah, why don't you come work for me?" I can tell by your core that your body remembers.
I'll show you the diamond cutter.
Boom.
All right.
Oh my god.
This is even the bad one. Wait till I get free. I'm in fucking prison right now.
Hashtag free Ant.
You try having all this wit and have to stay silent. And Lane's here.
Lane is here, yeah.
So is Carrie.
Lane is here.
Shout outs, Carrie. Shout outs, Lane.
I want Carrie to get on the microphone and tell her hangman story.
Yes.
So hurry up, Jackie. Get the fuck off. We're Tony Khan. There's only one female segment at a time.
Can you wait another half hour till it gets to 9:30?
It's heavily interrupted by picture in picture and
yeah,
side
here we
commentary.
Go. Exactly what it is.
All right, come on, let's hear about Aubrey.
Anyway, hear a voice saying like, "Hey, Jackie," and I'm like, "Who?"
And this story will continue in picture in picture.
Fuck you guys.
Take out from Domino's. It's $9.99. Two pies for $15. Domino's. We have the crust.
Join POV Deals.
Wait. What'd you say? We have the crust.
That's great.
She's really bad.
Yeah.
She's,
anyway, Aubrey, yeah, she's had Aubrey Edwards said hi. It was
what
really
about
cool.
Anthony Edwards, was he there? He was.
I don't know.
Oh, Lane's here.
So Aubrey picked you out of a crowd.
Yes.
She went looking for her, which is what's cool about it.
How? Did you know?
Which scared me because she came right up and I'm like, who's this random person now coming to say hi to
Jackie? And the thing about
first
Aubrey
off, she don't look like that. Like,
like referee. She's not ready to ref a match. She's coming.
But Aubrey's always wearing like a basketball jersey, a basketball hat.
She dresses like me. She was in
a Sonics, right? A Seattle Sonics stuff.
I guess. I mean, she's from Seattle.
I think it was a Seattle Sonics thing.
I don't know anything about sports, so
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, hockey.
Hockey. But just more signs that Jackie's the most over one of all of us. Yeah.
But no, literally. She's always been very sweet. We've interacted a lot on Twitter, and I've been on the Aubrey Edwards like fangirl train since like the very beginning. And so I've always admired what she's been able to accomplish in the company as a ref and then doing everything that she's done in AEW. So it was just a really cool moment to have her be the one to approach me and be excited to see me. So it was just nice. And I wish that story didn't take freaking 50 years to get out, but here we are. Let's go.
Welcome to Elite POV. We cut each other off all the time. What other meet and greet stories do we have before we get to the Jade one?
Well, we have fucking Britt Baker.
Britt Baker.
Hi. Like, Hangman.
Hangman.
Jade was at Wardlow, and then Jade was at Wardlow,
Wardlow was not in a shirt for half the convention.
Yeah, so, all right. So, let's start here. So, I meet House of Black Ants with me. Kyle, Jackie, Carrie are on the FTR line. And all of a sudden, I hear a commotion start, right? And I look at my phone, and Carrie has sent me, oh my God, Wardlow has his shirt off. Funny thing, too. This picture was hours ago. We've talked about it many a times. Carrie's looking at the picture again and goes, oh shit, Britt Baker also in the picture. Never realized because I was just looking at Wardlow, right? So then Wardlow comes on stage where they're doing all the, like, stage shows, whatever. No shirt on. Ricky Starks is like, what are you doing?
Would you wear a shirt if you look like that?
Absolutely not.
No.
Which does suck because later on, during his meet and greet, he had a shirt on. We were all disappointed.
He had a weird-looking shirt on. That wasn't the shirt I was expecting.
Yeah, no. That's probably someone else's shirt, bro. He said, I lost my shirt.
They're probably, Wardlow, you need a shirt in your picture. Fuck.
Like, fuck. But it was cool. He's really nice. He complimented my hair. He was like, oh, I like the hairstyle. I said, yeah, dude, I'm trying to be like you, but shorter. He laughed. I laughed. It was a good time.
Yeah, they shared a laugh.
We shared a laugh. It was lovely. Uh-huh. Carrie got to hug him. Carrie said he smelled good.
Wardlow's interaction with fans, like, again, another charismatic guy. AEW is in really good hands with the people they have, especially the younger talent, with the way they handled fans and children. And one thing that we all talked about last night is you saw a lot more kids last night at an AEW show, which is cool. I know everyone wants to be like, oh, TV-14. Well, guess what?
It's for the hardcores, man.
These kids are going to grow up and be what we are.
Be hardcore fans.
Yeah, so, like, we got to get them on. Like,
These kids are going to grow up and be assholes like us.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the A and AEW stands for.
Assholes everywhere wrestling.
Can you imagine, bro, being like those little kids, like, dude, what's your favorite moment? Bro, when fucking Moxley stabbed him with a plate of glass.
When MJF called Tony Khan a fucking mark.
That was my favorite promo of the year. Nick
fucking Gage took a pizza cutter to Jericho's face.
That's wrestling right there.
That's real. Do you think they're at school?
That's like some kids wrestling. Like,
I watch Roman Reigns.
Fuck, like, the Fed.
They're like, fuck the Fed, bro. Nick Gage fucking stabbed
and
Jericho.
Domino's commercial came on. And Domino's commercial came on right
we have
after.
The crust.
And that's why they call it the Windy City.
That's why they call it the Windy City.
So then after Wardlow, we met Britt, which was really cool because as a collector, Phil took a picture 4 years ago when we were on Media Row at All In. And we had great seats. He took a picture of the women's match.
Oh, so All In 2018?
Yeah.
So, like, not All In this year because JR says it's All In.
Yeah, well, JR also.
Jared might still think it's 2018.
Jericho also calls him Daniel Bryan, Dean Ambrose, and Y2J.
Yeah, where was Jericho January 6th? We want to know the answer to this question.
He was torn, but his wife was definitely stealing
something. Wasn't there a sign not too long ago in the crowd said it, where was Jericho's wife on January 6th?
There sure was.
But the cool thing was, so I bring the picture to Britt. Britt's hype. She's talking to us. Britt Baker is so awesome to meet. She's very personable. She makes it like a great experience. And this is another example of talent kind of doing whatever they want. So as we're walking away, she looks at Ant and she's like, oh, let me give you a signed picture. So then Ant got a free autograph, which was really cool. And then a lot of the people, so usually, like I said earlier, you go to these events, the people who are the handlers are assholes because they almost like are doing too much, I guess. Where here, they were like, it was like younger kids and they didn't give a fuck.
I really feel like a lot of them worked for the company because they were, the way they were interacting with them.
I swear to God, one was the Wish.com version of Will Ospreay.
Oh, yeah. In the Ty and Sammy line.
The Wish.com Sammy as well.
Yeah, the Wish.com Satnam Singh, the one big guy that I didn't really look like he was doing anything. He was just standing there.
Yo, so funny little side story. So one of the last free meet and greets was Jay Lethal and Satnam Singh, who, hilarious, he's so fucking tall. You can see him from at any point you are in the
room.
You
could see over the bit, like over the
But the crazy backdrops. Thing with him is he was on his phone during the meet and greet. Like, he was literally talking on his phone as a fan is talking to him. And Jay Lethal's like, yo. And he puts the phone down. Doesn't even hang up the phone. He puts the phone to his side and then leans in to take the picture, puts the phone back up to his ear again. I'm like, yo, bro. What?
Has anyone
you
told
were an NBA player. Yeah. You didn't do media training?
I guess not.
Or whatever. Another funny story. So Lane is the Brandon Cutler of the group. He is online to meet them.
He's Landon.
Yeah, Landon. He's online to meet them. And they stop the line as he's about to walk up to them. And then earlier, the whole group goes to meet Will Hobbs, except me. And no one takes Lane's picture. Everybody just walks away.
We got our pictures and we all walked away.
We're so sorry, Lane.
I'm not sorry.
Hobbs.
Whoa.
What? I'm the one who took the picture. Hobbs? Yes.
Hobbs literally told him, he's like, you need to get you some new friends, all right? Get you some new
Don't
friends.
Ruin this ugly-ass carpet, Kyle. Just spilling beer.
I didn't do it. It was the cord that was yanked. It's fine.
Damn.
Sorry.
Yeah, so then the Britt Baker experience was really cool. I would say the most fun we had was Sammy and Ty because...
Yeah, before we get to the Jade
story. I'll be right back. I got to meet one mic.
I don't need the Jade story. We can talk about Jay later, but the Ty story...
Ty and Sammy.
It is so much cooler because like you talk about people like FTR remembers Jackie. Like for you, it's like Ty Conti's your favorite. And literally she looked at me and goes, oh my God, is this my best friend?
Yeah.
Like talking about
Great
film.
Moment.
I have it on camera.
We have it on camera. It's going to be a part of the being the Elite POV vlog. I'm not going to post it until then. This will be your teaser. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Ty, I still don't understand why Ty recognizes me or remembers me, especially as popular as she's gotten over the last 2 years. But she does. She was even talking to Sammy about things that like, because like our interactions on Twitter that don't have to do with wrestling. She was like talking to him about it, which was really cool.
Yeah, she talked about the interview.
Yep, the interview.
Me and Sammy had like you guys were talking to Ty. Me and Sammy had like a 5-minute conversation. Literally, we were holding the line up. They probably hated us.
Oh, definitely the Ty and Sammy line hated us. Because I'm pretty sure we were talking to her for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, we had like a great conversation. Oh, I was having a great conversation with Sammy about like what we're excited for. And he's like, what match are you excited for? And everyone's like, Mox and Punk. I'm like, well, yeah, that. And Kip, like, I'm glad to see Kip back. He's like, dude, fucking Kip's amazing. And like, we just went on a boy crush conversation about Kip.
But the thing is, so when we walk up to the line and Sammy, Ant's recording, right? That's what you're going to see in the vlog. And then, you know, the hugs and all this stuff. And then we go, and she signs my figure. And then we take a group picture.
Selfie.
No, we take the selfie first.
So there's one pic.
Yeah, one pic. Then we take a group picture with me and Kyle holding their belts, the mixed tag belts. Then, as we're about to walk away, they sign the 8x10. And then Ty goes, hold on, let me get a bunch of pictures with me. And then she took, like, 2 or 3 pictures with me. And then we walk away.
And then Sammy walks after me to say, let me
see. Oh, so Ant was wearing my book bag. And if you guys saw on my social media, I have like the little Ty keychain on my book bag. So then go, Ant.
So Sammy's following me. He's like, yo, hold on. Let me see what's on that bag. I'm like, it's Phil's. It's not mine. Don't beat me up. Yeah. And he started fucking cracking up. I popped him pretty good. I'm like, don't beat me up.
No, he was actually like awesome. And like Phil and Ty were taking like their alone picture together, which is cute. You know, it's
gonna we had our alone time. Yeah. Listen, some dirt sheets will be reporting that I am number one in the queue. God forbid anything happens, right? Oh yeah, I'm the fucking home record now. Great,
the backup husband.
Anyways, like Sammy then comes over to me. He's like jumping up and down. And he comes over to me and starts playing drums on my shoulder.
Yeah, he's hyper. He matches my energy. That's why I like him.
Look, the crazy thing is, and Ant kept saying it to me. So this is where, as fans, we have to, especially if you don't go to these meet and greets, you have to kind of like talk to other people who go, because what you see on TV, especially with crowd reactions, doesn't always dictate.
Well, it just shows you like what little amount Twitter fucking matters.
Yeah, because like Twitter hates Ty and Sammy.
Yeah.
The crowd when we were there for Rampage booed the hell out of them. But every meet and greet they go to, they have one of the longest lines. Whenever they do meet and greets by my house, they literally have to make their match the main event because their lines are so long. So listen, I don't know who's hating them, because they have a ton of fans.
Nah, and they're so personable. So like that's why. Like honestly, they were fucking fantastic. They were great.
Yeah.
The Hangman Page meet and greet was awesome. When I tell you Hangman's line took probably longer than it should have, because he literally
talked to
conversations
everybody.
With not just like, hey, how are you? Like legit fucking conversations. There's so like again, like all these young talent there get it. We said the same thing about
Jake. FTR was the same way, because FTR, like, you were pretty close, Jackie, and it took forever to get to the front.
These are world champions. Like, all these people are champions, because that's who you want representing your brand. And it's gone other days of, like, and I know I've had bad experience at WWE meet and greets, besides Reigns.
Same.
Reigns is the fucking man.
Yeah, I've had bad ones, too.
Sasha Banks.
I've never had, right? Well, did you even get to meet her? Or did you have to stand outside for the?
Did you have to hold? Did you have to hold the elementary school ruler stick to make sure you were proper?
No, I just as walking up to her, handler was like, "Remember the literally was like, don't touch her, don't look at her, don't do this." And it literally, that's what they told me. They were like, "Only talk to her when she talks to you." I'm like, "Where the fuck am I? Am I meeting the president?" Like, I just met Bailey like an hour before, and Bailey hugged me. Like, what the fuck, dude? I'm not trying to like take Sasha out a day. I'm just trying to take a picture.
You go there. Sasha's not even there. It's a Skype call. It's in a room with a Skype call.
It's fucking the Thunderdome.
Yeah. But it was the only problem we had was the last picture of the day. They wouldn't let us all get in with the Acclaimed. But who cares? All of us got
Acclaimed
in.
Acclaimed are super nice.
For Hangman, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Hangman was cool. He's like, come on, get in. He's like, I wasn't going at first. You guys are like, come on, Kyle. He's like, come on, Kyle.
Yeah, he popped for, so Carrie got him, what was it, whiskey, right? Yeah. Whiskey and a wooden case.
Lane's here.
I think we can get Carrie in here to like tell head a little Booker bit of the story. Come on, head Booker Carrie.
Yeah, you have to come closer. That mic ain't going in that far.
First time, long time.
Yeah. First time, long time.
First time caller, long time listener.
Come on, you lovely human being.
All right, Carrie, you're on the air.
All right, so everyone who's hearing this, you need to up your Patreon pledge $1, because we got Carrie exclusively the on
booker.
The show for you.
Head booker
Carrie.
First time and only time.
Oh. So you're like Phil.
So yeah, I got him a custom made wooden casket with his name, the year 2008, the year he started wrestling, and cowboy shit in it. And inside it was a 12-year-old single Scottish malt.
Wow. Yeah, it's expensive stuff. So, his reaction was like, it's like, ooh, so, this is
wait,
the
he's
special.
Like, this is for me?
He was. He did. He
and
said
he's like,
that.
Oh, this is the special.
And then obviously, you know, people who know me know how much I love him. So it was just a little thank you for everything he's done for everyone. So, yeah. And he was really pleased with it, so which was really nice.
Which is awesome.
It's awesome. Meanwhile, I just gave Ty a hug. And they're fucking cool.
Yeah.
And like when I met Nikki Bella and she was the fucking sweetest, I'm like, that's what it's about. Like that shit.
But we
like,
had a lovely conversation. We had a lovely hug. And then we took the single photo. And then we took a group photo. And he was just the nicest human being.
And he made sure Kyle got in the picture, because Kyle was being Canadian. Yeah. And like, oh, no, I don't want to be a bother. No.
I don't want to be a bother.
He's like, come on, get in the picture.
He was cool. I just think that. And you met Orange Cassidy, too.
I did.
Orange Cassidy had a fucking line.
Orange Cassidy, I don't know if people out there know the story, but I made him a jacket and I sent it to him and he wore it on Dark last year.
Yeah.
Daly's Place. It was around about May 2021. And when I went up, I put the jacket on the table for him to sign and he said, you made me this jacket. And he said, I still have it. So.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Also, we have Carrie, let's tell all the stories at once.
Yep.
So she goes to meet FTR.
Yep.
And they're like, you're Carrie.
That's Jackie's doing, but yeah.
You're Carrie.
for FTR and Wardlow, I made an edit with Bret Hart, and obviously FTR have got the ROH titles, Wardlow's got the TNT title, and Bret, it was the famous WWE world title picture. So I made an edit with them, and I had tagged them a couple of weeks ago to say that I was bringing it, and yeah.
So, and they all signed
so
it.
So cool.
They did.
Honestly, like answer, like it's the best feeling when you meet like some of your favorites, and it's just
it's also like really cool, like to like I know how much Hangman means to her.
Yeah.
To get her to see that. Like I know how much Ty means to Phil. These people are like our escape. You know what I mean? Like they represent something different, like an escape from life. So when you get to meet them and they're so cool to you, like FTR. Like FTR was one of my favorite tag teams. They're now my favorite tag team based on how they treated us not only in an interview, but how they are with Jackie. Like that matters. Like shit like that matters. So
I also bought them whiskey, which they love, so which is another plus.
So basically,
I'm just an alcoholic bringing people alcohol.
And then she called me a vagina for drinking Captain Morgan.
So if at All Out you're like, man, certain wrestlers look a little weird tonight, it's because Carrie got them drunk the day before.
Yeah, so FTR then signed the picture, and then obviously I told them Wardlow was in that got to sign it, and then they said they would gladly get Bret Hart to sign it. So in a few weeks after Miss Jackie here has took it for them to sign, I will have a complete picture of
nice
Bret, FTR, and Wardlow.
Yeah, and then when we're walking up to Wardlow, it's me and Carrie, and Wardlow's like, I've been waiting for you. I was like, yes.
Wardlow really was the nicest human being.
The sweetest man.
He was.
That's why I said to my wife, I'm like, all these people, like Powerhouse Hobbs, yeah. They look so intimidating, yeah. And then they're like the sweetest people.
He asked if he could take a picture of it, and he put it on his Instagram, and then he asked me if I could then Instagram him the original picture so he could get it printed off. So, yeah.
That's awesome. It was That's really he's amazing. A diehard. Like,
yeah.
We're low.
I then introduced him to Phil as the OG.
Yeah, Carrie was like, me and my friend Phil over here are the OGs, bro. We've been on the Wardlow bandwagon from day one.
You have been.
We have.
It's like me with Jade.
Yeah. Yep.
You guys were there first.
Well, fun fact about Jade. Will I tell the Jade story about Jade, during the pandemic, it was one of the Dynamite shows. Yeah. I text Phil and said, there's Jade Cargill in the crowd. She was front row. There was just her and a couple other wrestlers.
Yeah, all the extra
And I
girls.
Said to Phil, there's Jade Cargill. And I sent him the picture. She used to do cosplay and she did Storm.
Yes.
And I said, you need to watch this girl.
Yeah.
And literally maybe 6 months later, they signed her. She did the match with Shaq and everything. So,
Yeah, Carrie was like
ground zero. I followed her before
Jade. I think,
even EW.
Funny enough, I think Jade had three offers. It was WWE, AEW, and Carrie.
Yeah.
Then the other one was bad, too. Like, Listen, there's something to do with her daughter, and they didn't. Well, there's a bad story behind it.
Everyone thinks money matters, and it doesn't, because Jade is married to Brandon Phillips, who was a six-time
WWE
all-star baseball player.
Passed up in Wardlow. Wardlow went there.
He wanted to go there.
Yeah, he went there. He had a trial, and they passed him up. And if you look at him, he is what WWE.
And Wardlow, he captivates the room.
Yeah.
Even he was doing AEW Unrestricted when they had their live recording of it.
Telling everyone he was single, by the way, ladies.
Yeah, he did.
And then he was like, I expected a way bigger pop.
He said, I'm single.
We popped.
Yeah.
The system sucks.
Yeah, and then the crowd
The people
crazy.
In the seats in front of you were all guys.
Yeah. But yeah, the cool thing is that a lot of the young wrestlers, like Ant says, they get it, right? It's making the meet and greet memorable because then they're going to keep coming back over and again.
Yeah.
They're having fun. It feels like you're at like a rock concert.
And
it's
also,
like a punk rock concert.
When you go up and they acknowledge you, and if you've just made like a simple edit or you've made something for them, the appreciation they show you, it's the best feeling in the world.
And I'll tell you, like I said, I only got that a couple times. I did a lot of WWE meet and greets.
Yep.
I got it with the Bellas. I got it with Roman.
Mox was another great one during WWF.
He was miserable during that time.
When I met him, like maybe five or six times, I never had a bad experience with Mox.
He was leaving when I met him. So it was literally his last meeting. Yeah. He was cool to me.
Yeah.
But then when we met him, he's just quiet.
Yeah, he's just a quiet guy.
But here, as you said, we had more time to interact with him, and it was a bit more of a personal level, and it makes his experience better.
Yeah.
And speaking of Mox, right, for all you fucking people who were complaining about the Mox price point, right, I got the Sheeta version of the meet and greet.
Yeah.
But the Mox one was the same one. So that special gift you got, because they didn't allow personal signed items. You just got the 8x10 and then the gift. The gift was a 1 out of 3,000 exclusive ringside.
Go online and look up any box is one out of 3,000.
Yeah, they're worth a ton of money. Bucks. Right? Mm-hmm. That they sign right there for you. Only available at the convention.
By the way, shout out to AEW.
Yeah, AEW is, what did you say? They really like acknowledge the collectors. Yeah, they're really good with figures. And I got the Sheeta version of that, but Mox was signing those figures. So that $200 meet and greet was definitely worth it for people who bought it.
I almost bought the Mox one. I really, but I was like, if I'm buying this Mox meet and greet, I'm going to go buy the fucking Punk Mox chair.
Yeah,
I didn't buy nothing because I was like,
yeah, they had an AEW All Out chair that was signed by Punk and Mox for $250. They also had something that, when I say it sounds like a lot of money, but if you think about it, it actually isn't. So they had the AEW title,
which is $850.
$850 there, but it was signed by all five champions for $1,500.
Which, like I said too, if you buy that, you go to the proper auctioner, you do something. You find out the algorithm on eBay to get it seen.
Yeah,
that goes for way more than $1,500.
Way more.
That you're talking like double digits. Like the
AEW title on its own is going for like
it's a lot. Yeah, if you like the, I know at least the Canadian eBay,
it goes for
it's up in the 3,000.
So they made a lot of money this week off belts.
But there's a lot of one negative thing. They need to start having more shirts at these shows.
Yeah, they're 5-6 shirts.
Or at least like what Ant said. Whoever you have doing signings, have something from them. Because maybe I'm walking around, and maybe I want to meet Hook, but then I don't have nothing for Hook to sign. So, like, all right, now I'm not going to meet Hook. Or I'm not going to meet
Ruby. I don't want your 8x10. Like, I want, like, something cool. Like, why don't you have pictures, like, a nice, you know, glossy pictures of Hook like holding up the FTW championship.
Like, the ones they tape backstage.
Yeah.
Like,
even that action shots.
Yeah.
Figures, they had socks.
Shirts, something. Something that you could buy.
For a place that has pro wrestling tees in its backyard, you had 6 shirts at Rampage, you had 6 shirts today. Jade's there. What if I want to fucking wear a Jade shirt and I don't have one, which I wanted to buy a Jade shirt? They didn't have it.
Yeah.
Eddie Kingston, they didn't have it.
That's the one thing they're I'm assuming they'll eventually work on, because when you do compare it to, like, WrestleMania access, it's every shirt under the bunch.
Where's the first place?
The superstore. They got everything, any kind of, they have every piece of merchandise under the sun, plus some that you don't even see on the shop. Mania,
it should have exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of cool signed figures, the belt, you know, like
they could have a superstore and it could be filled with just mostly shirts, because that's mostly the company is. It's 80% shirts. But like
For a t-shirt company, they didn't have a lot of t-shirts.
Yeah. But like, you know what I mean? Like, you look at their website and like there's like those quirky things that it's like, okay, like I probably would buy like the Nike backpack or something like that.
Especially if you see it in person, people are here to spend money.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I was on a strict budget. All the fucking meet and greets I bought, I wasn't. Right? Big Money Jax once told me,
Big Money
spend
Jax,
it all, put it on your credit card. That's what she told me before we came here.
Yeah, you were the one that was like, oh, like, I don't know, I'm going to go real conservative this time around. You outspend me.
Listen, when you're the AWF Canadian champion, you got the Skrilla.
Shout out to Prince William.
First off, you guys talked me into the Jade thing, and thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
So we got to tell the Jade story.
So we're
saying, wait, hold on. Pre-story.
All right, fuck myself.
Wait, no. Pre-story.
Hey, Lane's here.
So the joke was, Ant was just buying the meet and greet for Jade, but it was Jade and Kiera Hogan. So we were trying to come up with all these ways to get Ant to be able to cut the picture perfectly, so it was just him and Jade.
And it's no disrespect, because I really do like Kiera Hogan.
Yeah, Kiera Hogan's cool.
So but, underutilized. So
when we were there, we started to notice that there were no limits. Unless we were in the Acclaim line, there were no limits to how many people were in the picture. So I was like, oh, jump on my Britt Baker one. I'll jump on your Jade and Kiera one. So I'll be with Kiera. So it'll be like Kiera, me, Ant, Jade. So you can cut right between me and Ant so we can get his Jade picture. And then now the Jade story.
So we're in line, and like, I was like excited, but not, because like I never met Jade. I've never seen Jade at a meet and greet. I don't know how it's going to be. Is she going to be quiet? Like, no, Jade was fucking hype. Like, her meet and greet was hype. She was interacting with people. She was having fun. She was making people yell, I'm that bitch. Like, if you had a special request, like, hey, can you write something on my figure? She would say, yeah, but you have to do this. So, obviously, everyone knows me as a crazy person. And I think people can tell I'm crazy just from reading me. So I walk up and I go, I got a request. She goes, oh shit, here we go.
Yeah.
I go, see that figure? What do I have to do for you to write step on me on that figure? And she goes, I got to sign the boob. I said, you want to sign these boobs? She's like, yeah. I was like, that is no problem. I think Carrie and he was like, he'll do it. So I whip out Big Bertha, and she's signing it. So she signs it, and then Kiara signs it. But she's like, no, mine. She sold it in like gold. She's like, no, I have to re-sign. I'm like, you get to touch my chest again? Yes, please. So she signs it again, and I go, luckily I have enough titties for you. My titties are big enough for you to sign. And she said, you said it, not me. But she was fucking dope. She was so much fun. We were waiting in line for the Acclaim, and we saw her interacting with kids.
Yeah.
Star power was like...
At this point, like, just put every belt on her. Like, for real. Like,
you could see the star power halo above her.
It was, like, she it was looks nuts. Like a, like, it's like Wardlow. You walk in, you go, holy shit, like, That's a star, like charismatic, and you know, I'm not taking shots at other women in this match, but you know, out of all of them, I would say she is the most ready. I mean, besides Britt, you could put Britt aside. Besides that, like, I think she's the most ready to carry the company. So like the TBS championship's nice and all, and I get it's a network championship, but it's not the championship. But that is the star of your division. She's on media all the time. She's everywhere. And then you see her interacting with the fans, and her line was just as long as Britt's.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if you're going to have her lose to Athena, get the loss out of the way, and then just make her go ape shit and win the title. Because there's no one. And she doesn't have to be a face or heel. That's the beautiful thing with her. Her character is kind of like you either love her or hate her. Yeah. And that's my personality in real life, so that's why I love her.
But, overall, the Fan Fest was successful. Like, we were all saying that as we were leaving, like, we've never had a Fan Fest go this well before. And
maybe it was because, you know, let's be honest, right? Now Arena only seats like 11,000 people.
That's why I said
right?
Kyle.
And Mania, the Manias are like 80 to 100,000
people. 80,000
people. Right? So maybe that's why, because it wasn't as many people there. But I've been to AEW stuff before. We've been to StarCast. And they've been run like absolute dog shit. This one was actually run somewhat good. And honestly, there weren't a lot of... There were Creeps fans, of course. But there weren't like asshole fans who were like being dicks about it. Because like we were coming in and out of lines. People were like, oh, I'm going to go in that line.
Accepting. Yeah. For instance, like what line were you guys in?
Hangman. And we were in Ty and Sin.
Like, so like Jackie, Kyle, and Carrie and Lane were hanging out.
Lane's here.
And then Kyle jumped over to us. But, like, people were cool when we went back because they understood you only had so much time to do it. But I think it was cool because we all got what we wanted and more.
And we've heard in the past horror stories about, like, at Revolution, Double or Nothing, where people don't have enough time to meet everybody. And, like, we had more than enough time.
We were there from start to finish.
Yeah.
Like, when we were leaving, everyone was leaving.
Yeah. I was very, like, oh, there's no way I'm lasting 8 hours. I could have lasted another 3 or 4, honestly, if there was more stuff to do.
Yeah.
My thing is, the stage shows kept me busy because I was interested in them, and they had a lot of talent going up there, like good talent, like Claudio, Daniel
Dan
Smith, Warlow, Dan
Your
Housen.
Favorite Sting.
Sting was a surprise. but it was all talent that you wanted to hear from, even Sting. Like,
yeah,
I fuck around, but Sting. Like, you still want
to
see him.
That's for him to go up there just like that is nuts.
Did you hear Ricky Starks when he was like, man, Dan Housen?
I did not hear
do
that.
It again. Yeah.
Well, because Ricky, it was the AW Jazzware like section.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And you guys were online for FTR, and Ricky was out. He sat on there the whole time, and then Dan Housen came out, and Ricky was like, "Oh, it should be," because they announced Hookhausen figure, and Ricky was like, "Oh, a Rickhausen figure coming never." And then Dan Housen said something, and he mimicked him. We know Kyle loves that.
Posse, but hilarious. Speaking of that. The one fig that popped us the most, especially Anthemos, that they're going to be releasing, is the ROH CM Punk figure, which is incredible. And they had a couple
of,
like,
I don't even collect anymore, but that's...
They had a couple of glass figures, or glass cases, too.
Which you'll
figures
see in
that
the vlog,
coming.
I got videos of that.
A lot of double packs are coming out.
Yep. A lot of double packs.
They got a Jade and Britt double champion pack. They got Ant's favorite, Owen Hart. They showed multiple figures of
him.
They
have three Owen Harts coming out.
Yeah.
They have the ringside exclusive. They have the Lumiere, right? And then they have what you just tagged me, which I have to find. I have the one pre-ordered, but like I'll have every Owen figure.
Yeah.
I have a custom Owen figure that cost me like $250. So
I briefly saw they're doing a Brody Lee one in one of the sets.
There's two Brody Lees.
There's two Brody Lees.
I'll tell you what, man. Again, they really fucking care about the collector. They have the one of 3,000s and shit. Like, so I collect trading cards and like, you know, I'm going for one of ones. I want the only one in the world, one of fives. One of 3,000 on a figure is sick. Like, one of 500 on a figure.
Yeah.
That's like what Jax used to do, I think.
Yeah. Well, the guy who runs it is the one who used to work for Jax.
So the boxes are similar to how the old Jax look. It was just, honestly, one thing I would suggest is more activities. More activities for the fan. You know, you have the entranceway. Film an entrance.
Yeah.
Like, I think WWE does that really cool. We, you know, you get the
kids,
courage.
The
you
kids
walk down
love
the ramp. You see grown
up.
Men doing the Nikki Bellas. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Bella Twins. But, like, there's so much you could do. And merchandise being one, you should have let us try the fucking video game.
See, I was saying that briefly to Lane because Lane mentioned
there
it. And shout out Lane. He's right
demo.
Here.
like, just give us a Chris Jericho. Yeah.
They had that
Jungle Boy match or something.
Yeah, like, they had that Rampage looking section, but it was just like a setup for the figs. I'm like, maybe this could have been the spot where they could be previewing the video game. And what if Uno and Aubrey were here, you know, like talking about it. Or why didn't they go up on stage and talk about the game more?
There's a lot of cool stuff, but not much
room for growth. There was room for
promotion for a brand that's trying to grow. Now, I get it. You have diehard fans, but man, you could have sold so much merch. You could have sold us on the game.
Yeah.
You could. It's like, I get you. I get Tony's a billionaire, but you missed out on a lot of money this weekend just on shirt sales because I'm not ordering from Pro Wrestling Tees and waiting 6 months to get
a
shirt.
And the store's closed, we found out. All getting here.
Oh my God,
like
what
the
a surprise.
Store is still open as far as a business, but you can't. There's no physical store anymore. Like, you can't. You used to be able to go into the store if people remember before COVID. They had a lot of meet and greets there and stuff like that, like for All In and for All Out, the first All Out. But they don't do that anymore, so that sucks. But Jackie, any final words about FanFest?
I thought it was a lot of fun, honestly. I would definitely do it again. And I think that earlier this year, we had heard a lot of negative things about people's experiences, in particular in Orlando for Revolution, people getting their meet and greets cut off. And there was a lot of apprehension at first, thinking like, oh my gosh, I hope we're not going to have like repeat situations. And I could not have been more pleasantly surprised with the way that everything was run. I agree with what Ann said. I think that they could do a little more expansion, even just in the overall space of the way that they had things set up. But I'm just really happy that everybody's experiences were so great. Like, everybody was walking around with a smile on their face. Like, everybody had, like, the best experiences, like, meeting their favorite people.
Yeah, and it was,
just
to cut you off, but I didn't hear anybody complaining in line.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Like, nobody had anything bad to say.
Like, no negativity.
No, and nobody in general, but nobody in our group, which is really what I care about. And it was just like
you heard it here first, Jackie. Yeah. Turned her back on the fans.
Everyone that she met today, screw you guys.
Yeah.
We're more important.
Came to the AM meet and greet.
Yeah.
No, like honestly,
there are free hoagies there.
Honestly, like it's important to me that like the people that I care about are happy and really had a good time. So I'm glad that it went well for everybody. So I really loved it.
Kyle just popped the shit out of me.
I don't know what
two hoagies, bro. Two hoagies.
Oh, God, Jesus, the hoagies of the story Christ, again.
Man. Oh, yeah, shout out to Izzy and her mom, too.
Yeah.
You met,
listen,
talked to
I
them
know
for a wit.
It's very easy to shit on that family. But you got to remember, Izzy is a 15-year-old girl, which is blows my mind because
super,
when we first met her,
super talented
she was like 11.
Girl. Yeah,
and now
talented.
She's a 15-year-old girl, still trains all the time. Regardless of what you think of her father, especially, the mom is an angel sent from heaven. And Izzy is a great kid. And she's raised well. I mean, her father's a little dumb on social media.
Her stuff's great. Like, she literally unscripted interviewed Aunt, and it was a great freaking, like, 5 to 10 minute interview. Like, and it was perfect. Aunt and his wittiness made the interview.
Funny. It was always funny.
Can't wait
but
to see
But it's always
that.
Great to see them. We always end up seeing them at these wrestling shows, which is always a cool thing.
Yeah, and they're close. Me and Izzy's mom are friends and Facebook friends and talk about Orlando and stuff. And, you know, it's always nice to see them. So, like, I'm not going like, to, I support Izzy all the way. Like, I think she's super talented. I think she's a better podcaster and YouTuber than most of the people that are famous that are out there. I think she actually asks questions that people want to hear about. So shout out to her. I think there's a lot.
And saying that she can easily be like, oh, you're the Bailey girl. Like, you know, like all and, these and other wrestling fans. That's what I was going
to
say.
There's a lot of people that can revert back to her as the Bailey girl, but
she ain't the Bailey girl
anymore. She ain't the Bailey girl anymore, right? No. She's like,
she's Izzy.
She like, did a great job creating her own brand off of that. So I think
she's not Cubs Lucha Mask guy.
Oh my God. So funny story. Lane over here. Shadows Lane. He's
Lane's here.
Yeah. Lane will talk to anybody.
So Lane just said three words to him. He's like, oh man, nice mask. Turned into like a 15-minute conversation with
him.
Here's
a picture of this mask. Here's I have an. I have,
yeah.
Here's my phone. Scroll through all
here's
of my
wedding photos. I wore a white mask. Okay, Reptile. Keep it fucking moving.
Yeah, keep it moving.
And look at the door.
Play it in front of the fans.
Anyways.
But yeah, and any final thoughts?
Call me Juan.
Any final thoughts on our first or two Panther. Official days? Yeah, I'll start with you.
Chicago is the cleanest city I've ever been to. Honestly,
cleanest big city, yeah.
Super clean.
Yeah, because we went in the city yesterday during the day. Yeah, we flicked the bean and it was great.
Yeah, we were flicking beans.
No, but it was clean. It was clean. It didn't smell like sewage like New York and Philly. It was very spread out. You didn't feel like people were on top of you like any other city. And I like the artsy feel of Chicago. The food's been decent. The pizza's okay.
Pizza's awful.
The New York pizza's better, not going to lie.
Hell yeah.
But I think overall this trip has been amazing because we get to hang out. And I think, you know, us being in this equation is the big thing because we got to hang out and see each other. And Carrie flew 18,622 miles to be here.
And I couldn't. Enough.
You know what I mean? Like, and then we all got to meet our favorites and our experiences were great. But
Carrie got to see Don Callis at Rampage. Daddy Don Callis. And I'm sure she was the only one cheering for him at Rampage.
But I think it's just these 2 days have been amazing. And I think
we
cap it off tomorrow night with one of the best cards. And I know that's an unpopular opinion. One of the best cards that AEW's put together. Take the build out of it. Look at the cards. Yeah. Someone trying to come in the door. Are you trying to get out, Spirit?
I think it was the...
Are you the one making noise in the back bedroom?
I think it's the storm that we're getting.
The storm?
Yeah. We're getting a Tony storm right now.
All right, Kyle, any final thoughts on the first 2 days?
No, again, FanFest was absolutely amazing.
We sent Lane to make sure.
Yeah, Lane's here. Shout out Lane.
Lane's here.
But, yeah, I think the most important part is like we finally got to do this. This has been a long time coming. Over a year we've been planning this for all of us like here. Like we're a family, right? We've known each other for so long.
We have friends,
and
we have family.
Yeah. You don't turn your back on family. But to finally do this, to be able to be in the same place, because there's been times where we've seen each other, but we've all haven't been together at the same time. So this has been an amazing thing to do. And, you know.
Now we're announcing that there's no more Elite Pizza.
No, I really hope this is not the last time we do this, and eventually one day we'll do this again, and it'll be amazing again.
Yes, hopefully they come to New York, so
well,
my family can come with me.
So there you go.
So Jackie, any final thoughts?
Yeah, we busted our asses for the last year, working really hard and
busted our ass off as my Olympus.
Putting a lot of hours and effort into podcasting and putting a good show together for everybody that listens and watches. And all that effort paid off and it manifested itself into this really awesome trip. And I'm really thankful that we had the opportunity to all get together here. It's been a blast so far making this trip out here and exploring a new city that I've never been to and getting to do it with awesome people. And I can't wait to get to All Out because this has been a goal of ours and we're going to see that to fruition. And just an exciting time and it's been a lot of fun. And yeah, it's been awesome.
So before I say fuck you guys to everyone, Thank you guys for making this trip possible.
Exactly.
With your support through Patreon and cheering and shout out to Monty and his wife.
Yeah. Oh my God.
For sending money to us that really they didn't need to they wanted to see this happen for us. And I think that was amazing.
You basically like that covered like our day today.
Yeah.
Like that's covered a lot. Insane.
Covered dinner last night. It covered a lot. So, you know, thank you guys. I know I'm the dickhead, but I am a compassionate person under the not gimmick.
So you could be like me under that.
Yeah. I'm like somewhere in my heart there's a Kyle willing to apologize. But I apologized for nothing, you fucking marks. Tune in next week.
I want you to fire me, Kyle. You fucking mark.
Well, at some point tonight, as the liquor starts flowing for some people.
I need another two.
Yeah, I need to take a piss.
We will have your talking shop episode.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Lane has a rule.
Oh, Lane's here. Lane's here. Shouts, Lane.
Jimmy Chang Wang's the greatest wrestler ever. Fill me up.
Bitch. Jimmy, okay. Who?
Who?
All right, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back with talking shop at some point.
Okay.
Wait, why do we need to tell him?
You don't need a hat to be a cowboy.
Yes.